Jacob. Lord, I just thank you for Jacob. Lord, I thank you for that now word, that sure word, Lord, for Jacob. Ooh. Lord, I just thank you for the calling and the anointing, Lord, on Jacob's life. For the Lord says, and know, my son, that my hand is truly upon thee. For the Lord says that know that I have been with you through the thick and thin, even when you were in your mother's womb. The Lord says, I've called you and I have anointed you. For the Lord says that I've even called you even to speak forth my word. For the Lord says that know that there is a call there to even to preach and to teach. For the Lord says even to build up my people. For the Lord says that I've even made you even a servant's heart. For the Lord says that know that I'm even going to have you even be one to where like it would be easier for you to be in the back corner. But the Lord says I'm calling you to the forefront. For the Lord says that know there's a leadership call that's upon your life. For the Lord says that I'm calling you to be one that will gather and not scatter. For the Lord says that know that you will be one that will be an influencer. For the Lord says that know that even at a young age I shall use you. For the Lord says that know, my son, that even my words are even upon your heart. For the Lord says that now let my words even be in your mouth and speak forth my word. For the Lord says that truly you will even be a prophetic voice even for your generation and even for your people. For the Lord says that know that here and there and everywhere I shall send you. For the Lord says that ask of me even of the nations, and the Lord says that know that I will give it to you. For the Lord says that don't underestimate the power that I can do through you. For the Lord says that know that it's not by might nor by power, but the Lord says that know that it is me that does it through you and for you. For the Lord says, ask and ask big. For the Lord says, and know that I'm a big God. And the Lord says, and know that I am with you. And the Lord says that don't think that the things that what other people are doing that is too big for you. For the Lord says, and know that I am a big God. And the Lord says, ask of me large and big. For the Lord says, and know that I want to do big things with you and through you, says the Lord.
What's your name, hon? Kaylin? Caitlin. Caitlin, the Lord says he's setting you free from all kinds of fears and anxieties. All the worry, all the uncertainty, he says he's setting you free from it. He doesn't want you to live in that anymore. The Lord says he has destiny for you, and it's time that you tap in. The Lord says he's going to make it plain to you. He's going to show you. The Lord says you've got to release all that worry and all that fear. He says bring it to the cross. It says that he's telling me at times it just overwhelms you, and it stifles you, and you don't know what to do, and you find yourself stuck, and you feel like you can't go forward. But the Lord says, know that I'm setting you free tonight. And the Lord says, know that I love you, and that there is a plan and there's a purpose. The Lord says, forget about the fear of man. He says, focus on the fear of me. He says, who cares what people think? Who cares what people say? He says, don't let them direct your way and your purpose. He says, because my hand is on you. He says, you need to cut free from that. He says, because there's destiny. Destiny. I see you traveling to nations as well. And I see you in orphanages right now. And I see you holding little babies. And I see you praying over them. And I see that you have such a heart of compassion. And you care. You really do care for those that are broken and those that don't have parents and those that have been left alone and those that have been rejected and those that have been hurt. You have such a heart for them. The Lord says, I'm going to set it up for you, honey. And you're going to be an extension of my love for many people, says the Lord.